This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I've got a show lined up today that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. I've bought in a whole bunch of vinyl and my old LPs that are sitting on the shelf at home. Some are ones that I've had for a long time. Some are ones that I've accumulated a little bit more recently, either from friends who are dismembering their collection or just in Slowboat Records or somewhere like that in Wellington, where you can buy records secondhand. And I think there's some wonderful tracks on some of these, and I think you're going to enjoy them. And we're going to kick it off with a song from the band Here Today. And this, when you look at it in the light of today's experience, these are all superstars. David Grisman, Herb Peterson on banjo, David Grisman on mandolin, of course, Vince Gill on guitar and lead vocals, Jim Buchanan on fiddle, and Emery Gordy Jr. on bass. The band is called Here Today, and here they are doing an old Jimmy Martin tune called My Walking Shoes Don't Fit Me Anymore, and that sounds like this.
Feet are getting mighty sore. Ain't coming back and made your mind wonder. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore.
My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. Say on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore.
A long time gone from you, baby. You'll never hear me knock on your door. Thought you were the boss, but I was crazy. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore.
My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. Thank you.
don't fit me anymore. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore. Say on this side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walk shoes don't fit me anymore.
Oh, that was seriously hot playing at the end there by Vince Gill on guitar. And what a good version of that song they did. Here today, we'll hear from them a little bit later in the program. Meanwhile, here is a song from Barry and Holly Tashian from the album Straw Into Gold. Just a lovely album of some very relaxed sort of acoustic country music, I guess you'd call it. And I've selected a song called Friends and Kin. Barry is playing guitar and doing half the duet vocal. Holly, his wife, is doing the duet vocal other half and playing acoustic guitar. Stuart Duncan is playing fiddle and some mandolin, and Roy Husky Jr. is playing the upright bass. Lovely song called Friends and Kin from Barry and Holly Tashian.
There we gather round to sing songs of sorrow and days of past. Glad refrain shall come at last. Through the cold, dark winter night, sweet voices bring our hearts delight. These are times I'm best recall, times of joy for one and all. Woe is me when I'm too old to turn a phrase or draw a bow. Then I'll bid farewell adieu to my friend so fair and true. Makes the heart unwind, takes the worry from the times, soothes the soul with melody, takes me where I long to be. And when I'm gone, one song for me, dear friends, please sing harmony, and I shall hear it loud and clear. My spirit lingers ever near. Woe is me when I'm too old to turn a phrase or draw a bow. Then I'll be my friend so fair and true.
Wasn't that pretty? Oh, they do some lovely harmonies, and I just love the feel in that song. That's starting to be my favourite feel in a lot of our music. We play a bit of fair bit of Bill Monro on this show, but we don't often get to play Charlie Monro. And yet, if you're a reader like me, the early days of the music always cite the Monro brothers in the 1930s as being pivotal to Bill's development as a bluegrass musician, where Bill played mandolin and his older brother Charlie played guitar and sang most of the lead. Bill sang the harmony, and Charlie is evidently a very affable, very friendly guy. guy. He was the one that did all the stage talking and that. And he has a lovely voice. And probably once they separated, went their own different ways, and Charlie had the Kentucky Partners as his band. His approach was more of a country music approach as opposed to Bill's sort of rather intense bluegrass music approach. And I've got a track here that Charlie recorded in 1956, get it right, Bill, playing guitars on this with Charlie Munro, Grady Martin, Harold Bradley and Don Helm. So it's a real studio production. And fiddle was Tommy Jackson and bass was Robert Moore. And this is a track from Charlie Munro and the Kentucky Partners recorded in 1956 called Why Did You Say Goodbye?
I'm all alone tonight, dear, and I'm so brokenhearted with head bowed low and set in front. That night's so sad and lonely, I lost my one and only. Why did you ever say goodbye? Though you have done me wrong, but memories still lingers only inside this trusting heart of mine. I'll never love again since you said this is the end. Oh, why did you ever say goodbye? All my love, you promised you'd be true, and I believed you at the time. It broke my heart, my darling, to hear you say we parted, sweetheart. Why did you change your mind? Though you have done wrong, but memory still lingers only inside this trusting heart of mine. I'll never love again since you said this is the end. Oh, why did you ever say goodbye? You think of the one who loves you, tears in will fall from your blue eyes. No one will be around to catch them as they fall down. Oh, why did you ever say goodbye? Though you have done it all, but memory still lingers only inside this trusting heart of mine. I'll never love again since you said this is the end. Oh, why did you ever say goodbye? Ever say goodbye?
Well, it's just pure bluegrass, isn't it? Really, I would have loved to have heard Charlie Munro singing with Bill as the lead singer in the Bluegrass Boys. It probably never would have happened because each of them had pretty high egos, and I don't think they would have done that, but they would have made a great combination working in bluegrass music with that, or with Bill singing tenor to Charlie and songs like that. Ha! Think of how that would have sounded. Anyway, that was Charlie Munro. Let's hear a fiddle tune from Karina Rose Logsdon, and we all know about the band High Fidelity. We've played them lots of times on this show, and Karina Rose Logsdon is a wonderful fiddle player and most often harmony singer in the band. Well, this is an album of fiddle tunes, mostly. Karina Rose is playing fiddle. Jeremy Stevens, her husband's playing guitar. Kurt Stevenson's playing banjo. Casey Campbell's doing the mandolin, and PJ George is doing the upright bass on this tune called Sandridge.
Thank you.
wonderful fiddle tune there from Karina Rose Logsdon. It's one she wrote herself. Didn't it sound nice? All good breaks in there. I love to hear that sort of stuff. Well, the Country Gentlemen were always one of my favourite bands. Right from when I first heard them, I was fortunate enough to have some copies of live performances, but I ended up buying lots and lots of LPs of theirs, as I have done lots of CDs as well, but lots and lots of LPs, and it's worth getting some of those out. And this is one just entitled The Country Gentleman. This was on Vanguard. It came out in late 1972, early 1973. Can't quite put my finger on the date. And it was one of my favourite ensembles for the Country Gentlemen, because I'd just seen them in 1971, and Bill Emerson had joined the band. He was always one of my favourite players. Charlie Waller was there, of course. Dawn Lawson had just joined the band. He replaced Jimmy Goodrow. Bill Yates was the bass player, and they did some wonderful music. They always found good songs in other genres that would work with bluegrass music, and that's what I've selected for you today. It's one called Traveling Kind, written by Steve Young, and here are the Country Gentlemen. They're aided and abetted by Ricky Skaggs on fiddle and by Mike Aldridge on dobro. So if you hear those in on this track, they're participating there. Country Gentlemen, Traveling Kind.
Lord, I am a traveling man, and my daddy so would he. And every day when the sun goes down, oh my Lord, I've just gotta be free. Listen to the sound of the falling rain. That's a lonely sound, that's a lonely sign. I'm a lonely man at a lonely time. A rich man has no use for me, nor have I any for he. He'll judge a man by the clothes he wears, judge I a man by the burden he bears. Ah, rich man, bless on you, you live in and when we both are dead and gone, the legend of my kind will live on. Go play with their houses of whitened wood, live your life like you think you should. I'll ride these rails until I die, and if I get lonesome, I'll just have to ride. Listen to the sound of the falling rain. Listen to the wail of the southbound train. That's a lonely sound, that's a lonely sight. I'm a lonely man in a lonely time.
The long song Fade Out. I haven't heard one of those for a while. That was the Country Gentleman with Travelling Kind and some great music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm enjoying playing some of the music from my shelves, and some of it's been on my shelves for an awful long time. That's been there since 1973. So great music there from the Country Gentleman. Back Porch Bluegrass comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And that's where I live, and that's where I've played bluegrass music for the last several decades, and I'm thoroughly enjoying doing it. I hope you're enjoying listening to it along with me. This show is hosted by Shearer's Music Works, and if you need any musical supplies whatsoever, go and see the people at Shearer's Music Works at Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Very helpful people there, and they'll help you buy a new Martin guitar or a Deering banjo or a mandolin or a fiddle or a ukulele or a book on how to play any of them. Thank you very much, Shearer's, for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, it's time to hear the band Here Today again. Here Today sounds like a good name for a band, doesn't it? Here Today, and this time they're doing a song called Love and Wealth, and this is a Leuven Brothers song, and this time Herb Peterson sings the lead, Vince Gill does the high tenor, and David Grisman does the baritone harmony. It's a sort of flat and scruggs type arrangement of the song. Let's listen.
Lasted only one short year, then you went away to be another's bride. You'll never know the pain that I felt the day you left. Should you ever wed again, let me wish you love and well. Silence on the hill as I stand and gaze upon that faded wall where your picture used to hang in a little golden frame, and the image of your smile I still recall. You will never know the pain that I felt the day you left. Should you ever wed again, you love well.
Great music from the band Here Today, Love and Wealth. Leuven's wrote some wonderful songs, didn't they? Right, it's time to hear from the Johnson Mountain Boys now. I got this album from a friend of mine, Wayne Sinclair, who's an artist, and he used to play music on his record player while he was in a studio painting, and some of his records have got little dabs of paint on them, but thankfully not on the track that I've chosen from this album. The album is called Request came out in 1988, and by this time the Johnson Mountain Boys lineup was Dudley Connell on guitar and vocals, David McLaughlin on mandolin and vocals, Eddie Stubbs on fiddle and vocals, Tom Adams on banjo, and Marshall Wilborn on bass and vocals. And they have some wonderful music on this album. And I have selected Blue Yodel Number 1, which is T for Texas. It's a Jimmie Rodgers song, and they've got a note on the album. This was requested by Peggy R. Carter. I don't know if she's still around, but this is another request for you. It's a great idea to do an album with requests and put where the request came from. So this is Dudley Connell doing a great version of the Jimmie Rodgers tune, T for Texas.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee.
Very impassioned version of T for Texas from Dudley Connell, the Johnson Mountain Boys. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, so I'm getting to play some of the music that I love and hope that you enjoy it too. We'll jump up to 2019 and back to the CDs. Here's the Poor Ramblin' Boys. Toil, Tears and Trouble is the name of the album, and I'm going to play a track for you called Ice on the Timber. The band is CJ Lewandowski on mandolin, Jeremy Brown on banjo, Jasper Lorentzen on bass, and Josh Wrinkle on guitar. And here they are doing Ice on the Timber. Lovely song.
In the mountain timber, but the ice couldn't get the gold. Waiter came, and it was a bad one. The freeze and the north wind did blow. 38 days, the ice was on the timber. They were the last days my family. He would cry and Mama would pray. Lord, melt the ice so we can work the timber. We can't hold out long this way. Sunday morning, Daddy called me to him. Take the mule and ride away from here. Making off this mountain, we held hands and Mama went in prayer.
I wonder what was in Daddy's mind on that cold winter night, 39. Cabin fever was to blame,
or so that's what they claim. Still makes me chill. So my brothers and sisters on the cold floor, I'm a lying there across the bed, and he's sitting there with his eyes wide open. They were cold, they were stiff, they were dead.
In Daddy's mind on that cold winter night, 39. Cabin fever was to blame,
or so that's what they claim.
It's the Paul Ramblin' Boys with a pretty mournful-sounding song, really catching the mood of the song there with the arrangement of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's a tune from one of my favourite banjo players, who I didn't know much about, Bill Evans, until I took the banjo class at one of the workshops at the Grass Valley Festival, Father's Day Festival in California. And Bill was the banjo instructor, and I was just amazed at his competence and his knowledge on banjo playing. So since then, I managed to buy a few CDs and listen to some of his music. Wonderful player. And a real gentleman as well, and very nice to talk to, I'll say. And here is a song from his album, Bill Evans plays banjo, which is pretty self-explanation, self-explanatory is a correct word. Come on, Paul. And here's a tune called Corey Slide, and I love his description of it. A tune that was directly inspired by watching my daughter tirelessly play on our neighbourhood monkey bars and slide. I tried my best here to capture the relentless energy and enthusiasm of a five-year-old. Well, isn't that a cool reason to write a tune? He's got Greg Spatz on fiddle, Rob Ikes on dobro, Jim Nunnally on guitar, John Reichman on mandolin, Missy Raines on bass, and Bill is playing banjo. And this is a real quirky banjo tune. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. It goes like this. Bill Evans playing Corey Slide. Great tune there. Now, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and it's time now for me to pay tribute to the late Joy McKean, or Joy Kirkpatrick, as you proper name, really. Joy McKean was a stage name, and she was Mrs. Slim Dusty, for want of a better word, and one of the most important people in the Australian country music industry. She and Slim toured. They wrote songs. They recorded songs. Slim recorded 100 albums for EMI. Joy wrote many of the songs, and some of them were absolute classics. As well as that, she organised the big tours, and these were 3-month-long tours round Australia, up through Queensland, New South Wales, Northern Territory. I was fortunate enough to go on some of those tours, both with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and as part of Slim and Joy's band. And Slim was a wonderful organizer and promoter, as well as actually raised 2 wonderful children, Anne and David. And we played lots of music together. Joy was a huge influence on my music. Presentation of songs, presentation of the music on stage, playing, arranging, selection of songs, and general life habits as well. I owe an awful lot to Joy Kirkpatrick, and it's sad that she's died, age of 93. She preceded Slim by some 20 years, but it's a real end of an era, folks, and we just love playing her songs. She managed to capture a feel in her songs, and I've selected one that we recorded at a live concert in Tamworth, Australia, 1972. This is from the album Slim Dusty, Live at Tamworth. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, we're at the end of a big, long Queensland, Northern Territory and New South Wales tour, and we got to country music capital Tamworth, and we're recording a live album of the show there. And one of the songs that we used to do regularly on this show was one of Joy's, and it's a tune called Kelly's Offsider. I'm going to let Slim introduce it for you. It's a great song. Colleen Trenwith, the lady that plays the fiddle tune at the start of the show, she's playing fiddle on it. Alan Rhodes from the Bluegrass Band is playing the fingerstyle guitar. I don't know if I was doing anything in the background there. Miles Ray was playing bass, probably. Graham Lovejoy, a little bit of mandolin. And Barry Thornton was playing the really nice electric guitar on Joy's song, Kelly's Offsider. Come on, Slim, introduce it for us.
We've had a song floating around for a while, and I think it has turned out to be our best single for a long, long time. And it's one of those trucky songs which Joy put together. So here's a follow-up to that song called Lights on the Hill. This is a lot different story, and, well, the main difference being that this is a real true story. So I do hope you like this one. And anyway, it's one plainly called Kelly's Offsider. Well, they told me tonight that Kelly's offsider just died. I put my head in my hands and I just couldn't help but I cried. And it's no use you telling me now, that's the way of all life. Kinda different with Kelly, cause the offsider was his wife. It was just a nickname the truckies all knew her by. We'd all give her a wave and a blast of the horn as we'd fly. And if Kelly pulled over and stopped by the road for a spell, Kelly's grin and the offsider's smile made us pull in as well. Well, the offsider rode all the highways there were to ride. Nowhere in the world was she happy but by Kelly's side. And after a while we all said that she brought us good luck. But to them the whole world was the cabin of a roaring truck. Oh, let her roll. Thank you. take in the Kelly's offside or just out. But Kelly's gonna take his offsider for one last ride. With a casket of ashes and a semi that's rolling slow, Kelly's heading for a place on the highway the truckies all know. And he'll be leaving her where the tall trees bend and sigh, where she won't be lonely cause she'll hear the big wheels rolling by. And the sound of the horns from the trucks passing day and night. Kelly's offsider will be riding with him till he dies. Yes, they told me tonight that Kelly's offsider just died. I put my head in my hands and I just couldn't help but I cried. And it's no use you telling me now, that's the way of all life. Kinda different with Kelly, cause the offsider was his wife. Oh, kinda different with Kelly, cause the offsider was his wife.
Well, that brought back some memories. I think that was Joy playing bass on that. In fact, I'm pretty sure it was Joy playing bass. What a great song it was. She really had an ability to put words together so you really understood the story that she was telling. And we have lost one of our best ever songwriters. Thank you very much for everything you've taught me, Joy Kirkpatrick. Big hello to all the people listening to the show, whether it's on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and Canada and the USA, or whether it's on a podcast. Thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate the fact that you listen. If you need to write to me, I'll get around to replying, paultrenwith@gmail.com. And I love hearing from you, I must admit it, I really do. And lots of people comment that they like that song or they like that song. And it's good to know that I'm playing to some people who really enjoy the music as much as I do. Here's the Country Gentleman again with a song called One Morning in May.
One morning in May, I spied a young couple, they were making their way. One was a maiden so bright and so fair, the other a soldier and a brave volunteer. Good morning, good morning, good morning, said he. Where are you going, my pretty lady?
I'm going out walking on the banks of the sea, to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing.
Been standing but a minute or two, when out of his knapsack the fiddle he drew.
The tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, hark by the lady, hear the nightingale sing.
Oh, maiden, fair maiden, 'tis time to give. Oh, no, kind soldier, please play one tune more.
I'd rather you fiddle the touch of one string than see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing.
Soldier, kind soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, pretty maiden, that never shall be.
I've a wife down in London and children twice three.
two wives and the army's too many for me. I'll go back to London and stay for a year. It's often I'll think of you, my little dear. If ever I return, it'll be in the spring, to see the waters glide, hear the nightingales sing.
Oh, I love the way that they approach their music. Country Gentlemen from 1972. Wonderful music. One of the groups that I really used to enjoy was the Marshall Family. This was a family group, and they just sang wonderful songs with a slightly different approach to the whole thing, with a magic blend of voices. And I'd like them to fill our gospel slot today with a song called Waiting for the Master to Come. This is from their Come Springtime LP. That came out in 1975, and oh, I just love their music. The Marshall Family.
Waiting for the Master to come, just a-waiting for the Master to
the Marshall Family, Waiting for the Master to Come. Well, we've come to the end of another Back Porch Bluegrass show. Thank you very much for tuning in, however you're doing it, on radio or as a podcast. I've enjoyed digging through my shelves and finding some gems that I think you might enjoy along with me. Do the same again next week. Let's take it out with Jerry Stewart playing a wonderful mandolin tune called Rocky Run. Goodbye. Come back again next week.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.